Your response on that video is incredible. That's a pretty good. The mothership video is incredible. Almost as incredible as Looking Glass and Brandy. What a cut that is. Now, check this out. All right, I've been waiting for this for a while. I needed to restore my faith in humanity around the globe. That's right, because a survey of Americans' thoughts on the flat Earth theory has been released. Conducted by the website YouGov, the survey said, do you believe the Earth is round or flat? 8,215 people participated in the survey. Are you ready? 84% of the respondents said they believe the planet is round. And I feel a lot better. But even more extreme than that, 4% were firmly believing that the Earth is flat. Only 4%. I got worried there for a minute, but I feel a lot better now. Dan is laughing. I know Dan's a flat earther. I'm not. I'm just not quite there. We argue about it all the time, but there you go. The survey is our proof. This is Coast to Coast AM. I am your host, Jimmy Church. You can follow me on Twitter at JChurch Radio. Let's do it right now on Twitter. I'm going to take a break. When I come back, follow me on Twitter at JChurch Radio. And I want to see who still thinks the Earth is flat. This is Coast to Coast AM. We'll be right back. It's Friday night, open lines. Welcome back, Coast to Coast AM, Friday night, open lines, standing in for George Norrie. I'm your host, Jimmy Church. And I do want to say this, and I really mean it. I say it every Friday that I'm in here on Coast. There is nothing more fun than open lines on a Friday night with all of you. So with that, let's go straight back to the phones. Let's go to Gabriel in Denver. Gabriel, you're up next on Coast.
Hey. How are you doing, Jimmy?
I'm doing good, Gabriel. How are you?
I'm good, man. I'm having a great night. Those last couple calls had me cracking up.
Yeah, pretty fun. Pretty fun stuff. And so you're there in Denver, and it's the Mile High City, right?
That's right.
So you can look out, and you can see. Can you see the curvature of the Earth from up there?
Well, I mean, it's weird because, like, Denver is in a bowl, right? So out where I grew up, which was kind of out east a little bit, when you get out on the plains, when you hit, like, this plateau, right, when you come to get out of the Denver bowl, it's weird because the plains here are different. Like, I don't know, sometimes it does feel like you can see it just at the edge of the curve.
Yeah, right. What do you think about this new survey that just came out? Pretty much the flat Earth kind of thing is kind of died off.
Well, I mean, it's just it's because every time they get asked to prove it, much like our last callers when they're asked to, you know, prove the existence of certain invisible beings, it's hard to prove it. They don't have the facts. And, I mean, I'm pretty sure you saw the, I don't know if it's a meme or if Elon Musk actually said it, but he sent out the question on Twitter saying, well, what about Mars? And they're like, well, we observed Mars and it's round.
Yeah, and then today, I don't know if you saw this. Now, you called me, so I'm sure you have a question. But also today, Virgin Galactic did their test, and it clearly, it was just beautiful. The video just showing our wonderful globe.
Our little blue marble.
Just absolutely beautiful. So what's on your mind tonight, Gabriel?
Well, I wanted to definitely touch on the video because I did watch the video. And I do definitely like the video. I love that the moon is in it, and it's, you know, because the moon is a nice stationary positionary thing. It's not really going anywhere, and it's good to have that in your video because then you can show that, hey, look, I got this image, this thing here, and then I got this thing below it. And it's not a plane that's going across the sky. It's not a helicopter flying across the sky.
Right.
And it's not low enough to where, you know, the lights were far enough away from the video to where it wasn't like a tower that he's videotaping up high, you know, in the dark. It's far enough away to where that tower, if it was a tower or some kind of man-made structure, it would have to be like thousands of feet high, and you would see the structure even in the darkness.
Yeah, pretty impressive video. Well, it doesn't look CGI.
Exactly.
And you're right about the moon, because you can see when the cell phone is moving that the object, whatever it is staying perfectly still, and it's not drone-ish, it's not balloon-ish, it's not blowing in the wind-ish. You know, it's very, very stable, and it's staying right there with the moon. So you get the stability of the image and the appearance of stability to your eyes. Very convincing. Very, whatever it is, it's real. I don't know if it's a model or sticks with lights on it, but it's real sticks with lights. You know what I mean? Or it's a real UFO.
Right, right.
But it's not CGI.
And to me, from like a video that I have and a couple of pictures I've gotten of what we would consider our spaceship design of the wing, the black triangle, you know, it could have been that facing forward and just kind of sitting in place waiting for, you know, something, because I feel like that has anti-gravitics and could just sit there and not go anywhere and just kind of stay in place like that. And those lights are in a sort of a fashion where it could be two headlights on the front and then the side ones, like the military always does, you know, just in case they need to pretend to be something. So they have lights everywhere so that they want to masquerade as something. Or like you said, in a camouflage or a cloaking sort.
Right.
And those are definitely good things.
Right.
And I think that kind of segues into the idea that, you know, like Mark from Oz was saying, it's people like... There are people that believe that the alien aspect is going to come and it's going to scare people. But like we've been seeing lately in the news, we're getting more and more activity being shown on the general media. Like, I mean, not even UFOs, so to speak, but I mean, all of the things that we're talking about, that we're discussing, are starting to pop up on the news. Like, I had arguments with my parents about whether chemtrails were real, and my parents were, like, early pioneers of this whole, you know, groundbreaking stuff that started years ago because they were on the underground BBSs talking about this stuff. But my stepdad to this day is like, oh, it's just contrails. What are you talking about?
Right.
And I'm like, and then, like, a week later, my mom texts me and is like, there's going to be a 9 News special on chemtrails. And I'm like, there you go. So, I mean, it's like, it's right there in plain sight now.
Yeah, it seems to be. You're right, Gabriel. It's all out there in front of us. I've noticed it, and obviously the mainstream media noticed it because they're covering it. I want to get back to, before I let you go, and thank you for the phone call, is back to this mothership video from North Carolina. And everybody go check it out. It's right on the front of coasttocoastam.com. It's right there. It reminds me of, hey, Tommy, do you remember Roger Lear's video of the UFO in Turkey? That's what it reminds me of. And it was way off in the horizon, same shape with a little cockpit that was right in the middle. Do you remember that, Dan? And you could see the little gray, little ET, you know, in the window. And this object here reminds me of that. So yep. Now that I put it out there, you watch. We'll get some people to do some side-by-side videos, and we'll see that pop up, and we'll get it into Twitter. But I think that there is something similar, and it just came to me. Roger Lear. It's too bad he's not around to see this video today. Thank you so much, Gabriel. Be safe out there.
Thank you, Jimmy. Have a great night. Awesome show.
You too. Thank you so much, Gabriel. That's what I'm talking about. Denver. I'm going to, you know what? I will do this every single time on Coast or Fade to Black. I will go to an over-the-road truck driver first. Eric, you're driving in Illinois.
Jimmy!
How you doing, man? You're up next.
Yeah, this is Eric, the mind control guy. How's everybody doing tonight?
Well, I just want to make sure that you're not driving and talking to me at the same time.
I got a headset.
You got a headset? You're not texting, right?
No.
Okay, very good. Eric, what's on your mind tonight, my friend?
I got a couple things. Originally, the first thing I got to say was a few callers ago, they were talking about, are aliens amongst us, you know, and have they ever been here? Has everybody forgot about the Dulce Wars of 1979?
I don't think any of us have.
Well, that's how Bob Lazar got his job at Site 4. In 1979 at the Dulce underground facility base, there was a whole bunch of, let's just call them off-worlders, grays, if you were, that were there. And they had a meeting of all these top scientists, and the security was Delta Force. You know, the group that doesn't exist, Delta Force.
Right.
And apparently one of the rules was the aliens didn't want any weapons there. Well, one of the Delta Force guys had a piece on him, and one of the grays didn't like it, and a skirmish erupted, and the end result was 44 dead American top scientists, 22 dead Delta Force personnel, and a whole bunch of grays got hosed.
Yeah, it was in a classroom.
Yeah. You know, down there.
Yeah, they were in a classroom. If my memory, I remember Phil Schneider talking about this, and mm-hmm. somebody got caught with like bullets, right? There wasn't supposed to be any bullets in the guns, right? You could have guns, but you know, no bullets.
Yeah,
I think that's my memory. I could be wrong. But anyway, they detected it, right? The grays, the aliens, they detected that. That's what was down there, and they took action.
Yeah, exactly. And this big old war happened, and 44 top American scientists got killed, and 22 Delta Force personnel got killed. And with all these other top American scientists that got killed, who were not just your every run-of-the-mill scientist, they were specialists, you know, that dealt in this stuff that officially is denied, doesn't exist, and all this kind of stuff. And that's how Bob Lazar got his job.
I know. We forget about all of that. Hey, Eric, I just want to know, what kind of tractor you got?
I got a Mac.
You got a Mac?
Yep.
That's what I'm talking about. So Mac, there you go. Be safe out there, Eric, okay?
Okay, I was wanting to weigh in on the flat Earth thing, if I could, real quick.
Oh, man, you drive a truck around the world on this globe.
Exactly. And anyway, if you know, I would say I can offer two different theories, and each one would be case closed, okay? In the age we live in, we got some serious high-power telescopes. We got all kinds of awesome technology.
Right.
And I would say right on the West Coast in California, if you could catch, you know, United States on a no-cloud day, if that's possible, they got these serious high-altitude balloons, okay? Now, you would have serious telescopes on there, one facing west, one facing east. If you shot them both up in the air and you could see the Hawaiian Islands and Japan with no curvature, and the other one you could see the skyscrapers of New York City, I'd say case closed. But if there's curvature and you can't see nothing, case closed.
Eric, that's why truckers are so smart. You represent, my man. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir.
Have a great night. That's a great phone call, right? I never even thought about it like that. If it's flat, it's flat, right? Raise a balloon up, and if you could see everything, it's case closed. Ah, man, that is just way too smart for me. Good call there, Eric. Let's go out east. Jeff, Oklahoma City. Jeff, you're up next on Coast.
Hi, Jimmy. Thanks for taking my call.
What's on your mind tonight, Jeff?
Well, I wanted to, we were talking about UFOs, and I had been listening to David Pilates numerous times.
Right.
As a guest, and he's had several books, or not several, six or seven, about disappearances, and as it's gone on, he's not officially stated, but there's been some references to possible UFO involvement.
Could be anything, and David has always let us know it could be anything, but what is for sure, Jeff, is that the authorities aren't telling us the truth, and David knows that. But continue.
The reason I called was he had an experience. They asked him if he had had any situation that he was uncomfortable with when he was out in the woods. And he talked about a situation where there was a Basically, it almost seemed kind of like time stood still. It got basically dark. The wind quit blowing. There was no sound. It felt kind of electrostatic. He was with some other guy. And so the reason I called is I had a situation real similar to that. And basically, I was hunting, and I was in a deer stand, and I'd gotten there probably 45 minutes before sunlight, and I was facing west, and there was a back to the deer stand, so I couldn't look around me. So the sun came up, and it'd been probably about an hour, and everything was that I could see to the west, no clouds, very bright, and it was in a forest area here in Oklahoma, and there were, of course, there was birds, squirrels, all type of wildlife moving around, making sounds, ducks, and all of a sudden, the area just became dark. Not completely dark, but like when you have a thunderstorm move in and the light level drops real low.
Right.
And then the wind quit blowing, and all the animal life was completely silent. And now in Oklahoma, for the wind to stop, that's notable. It blows here almost constantly. But anyway, within about 30 seconds or so, I started to feel like I had, when people rub balloons on their arms and their hair stands straight up.
Static.
Yeah, just a very strong all over my body. And I was obviously, now this would have been about 30 years ago. And so I'm looking around and my brain, I'm trying to process what's happening. And this continues on for, I had a watch on, but it was underneath my jacket, so I don't know exact. But I would say probably 3 or 4 minutes, 5 minutes. And the longer it kept going, the weirder and crazier it got.
So what happened, Jeff? We're going to head towards a break here. I want to hear what happened. What happened?
So I said a prayer, basically, for...
I would have done the same thing. Sure, sure. Okay, then what happened?
Within about a few minutes, then all of a sudden it became light again. And just like right on cue, all the animals start chirping, you know, blah, blah, blah. And so I decided to stand up because I'd been sitting for so long and I was kind of shaking. So I stood up in the deer stand, and I couldn't look behind me because of the back of the stand initially. So I turned around and looked, and there was literally not a cloud in the sky as far as you could see. And so then I was trying to process what could have blocked the sun.
Eclipse.
Well, that would have been a good one. if there had been one that day. But
well, we got to head towards a break. What was it?
Well, I still don't know.
You don't know? See, I went through, Jeff, I was listening to you describe what was going on around you. And during the eclipse last year, back in August, we were up, where were we for the eclipse? We went up to Mount Shasta. And so we were up there, and the one thing that happened was silence. Of course, we had the darkness, and we had all of that going on, but nothing. And it seemed to me that and thank you for the phone call, Jeff. It seemed to me that the animals, the insects, they were freaking out. They weren't used to what was going on, and it was dead silent. It was amazing, and then it all came back. This is Coast to Coast AM, standing in for George Norrie. I'm your host, Jimmy Church. More of your phone calls next. It's Friday night. Stay with us. Welcome back to Coast AM, standing in for George Norrie. I'm your host, Jimmy Church. Friday night, open lines. I do want to thank Richard Dolan for coming in earlier. Just an amazing conversation. With that, I'm going to go to the top of the list and work my way down. Richard in Goldsboro, North Carolina. Richard, you're up next on Coast. What do you think about that video?
Man, I hadn't seen it yet, but I got to get around to it. I'm mainly kind of concerned right now about that 4%.
I know, right?
I'm just glad it's not more.
Right.
You know.
Yeah. It restored my faith in humanity. But I got to tell you, Richard, you're like my third call from North Carolina tonight. You have this mind-blowing video from Columbus, North Carolina, posted on the front of Coast to Coast website for there for the world to see. And you guys haven't gone and checked it out yet. That ain't right.
I'm glad I listened to your show, or I wouldn't even know about it. But right now my hands are tied and I can't get to where I can, but I will just as soon as I get a chance.
Okay, Richard, you know, I think that's too much information for us here on the show right now.
Okay, buddy.
But all right, anyway, what's on your mind?
Well, I wanted to call and say something also about the fact that Eldon almost had you till you come up with the bus thing a while ago.
Oh, he's great. That was a great conversation, actually.
It was. I've got a conspiracy thing, which is, I understand, your favorite, but I keep asking every chance I get about the stuff that was going on at the pole with the big hole.
Right.
And nobody's talking about it anymore. And to coincide with that, early on the radio the other morning, I heard about the helicopter going down at the border with the Marines in it.
Right.
And, well, I haven't heard it on the news since.
Yeah, you're right about that. See, this is what's really interesting for me when it comes to the news cycle, Richard. It the news gets lost within minutes. No matter what the news story is, our news is so big today and comes at us in waves. You know, nobody's talking about what happened at YouTube just 3 nights ago.
Right.
That's gone. Yeah. It's gone. It's just disappeared into the news cycle. And we can think about, you know, the tragedy that happened in Parkland in Florida and all of the big news that was in between all of that, North Korea and deal making, and just pick a subject somewhere, Russia, all of these. It's just big news every single day.
You're absolutely right, Jimmy Church, with the big voice. But I was hoping maybe you might have heard something else about the hole at the pole.
Well, I talk about it often, and this is okay. I'm gonna lay it out there. I honestly think that there are those that are scared, and what I mean is, we have the possibility of global warming, whether it's caused by us or it could be just, you know, the sun. It could be something natural. It could be pollution. That part doesn't matter. But I do believe that Antarctica is melting. And when it does, they don't have the ability to keep things hidden anymore. Right now, the ice is, right? The ice is their camouflage down there. And they can keep it hidden. But if it continues to melt, then that's it, right? It's game over.
And, game over.
Yeah, so we'll see. I'm excited about what's going on down there. I don't want global warming. I don't want anything to happen. I don't want the sea levels to rise. I like Miami Beach the way it is right now. You know, I don't want to see it go away. But you know what? I would like to know if we had Atlantis down there, right? Or whatever it could be.
Whatever it could be. Yeah.
Right. So we'll find out, Richard. I think we're very close with the satellite imaging and the things that are going on with private companies and the ability to get these high res images of Antarctica. Something's going to slip through the cracks. We're going to find out. There's going to be a mistake made. And the next thing you know, we're gonna be looking at an ancient civilization that was living down there of 100, 200, 300, 400,000 years ago, when allegedly Stone Age man was around until 4,000 BC, right? And and nothing was supposed to exist before that, right? That's what we're told.
Right. That's right.
There
That's
you go. Richard.
The words will be out. Well, thank you for your info there, Mr. Jimmy, and You have a pleasant evening. Always a pleasure.
Thank you, Richard. Go watch that video and then get back to me. All right. Thank you so much. Have a great night. Great phone call right there. I'm going to go straight down the line. Let's go to James Spokane. James, you're up next.
Hey, how's your night going?
It's going good, James, now that I'm talking to you, which is most important.
Yeah, I've been reading up on that UFO stuff.
You've been reading up on the UFO stuff? Like what?
That the one over in North Carolina.
Oh, did you see the video?
Yeah, I saw the video. I want to point out to everybody that's speculating, oh, it's CGI and all that mess. For one, you can't, you obviously can't make CGI with a cell phone. You could do that with a computer, but with a cell phone, that's just awfully ridiculous. You'd have to have a bunch of apps download on your phone just to make one CGI piece, but that would just really slow your phone down, and there's not enough core processing to even
process it. Yeah, to render it. Well, James, what? So, really quick, do you think that it's a mothership?
Well, in the past year, I've heard from neighbors that I've seen similar sightings over here in Spokane. You know, in the night sky. During the summer, there's been even singular lights that just sailing across the sky.
Sure. Yeah, I agree with you. You know what? And I'll say this, James, up there in Spokane, you guys got it going on. There's stuff up in Spokane every single night of the week. Let's go to Lady. Is that Nick, Alaska, or is it Kinnick, Alaska?
It's Kinnick. It used to be the home of the Iditarod.
I knew that.
I know you.
The Rays, yeah. How are you, lady? What's going on up there?
Mr. Church, your bumper music's always so smooth.
Well, I'm going to tell everybody now. Lady sent me my music list tonight before the show. So thank you for that, lady. You're the best.
I didn't.
Oh, lady, come on. You got to go with it. You got to go with it. You got to go with it.
Mr. Church.
Yes.
1982, with David Bowie, with like China Doll would have fit in there.
Yep. Yep, that's a good album, too. Let's Dance. Hoofa.
That was hot.
Yeah, Omar Akeem on drums, Stevie Ray Vaughan playing a little guitar. Yeah, that was a pretty good record.
Mr. Church.
Yes, lady.
Okay. On the thing about the earth being flat, which is not why I called in.
Okay.
From two different ends of the spectrum.
Sure.
The Bible says that the world is a sphere. But Muhammad, in the Quran, he says the world's flat. So what are you going to do?
I don't know.
Two different ends of the spectrum.
Yeah, I don't know.
And as for Cornelius, if he's got his ears on.
Right.
Cornelius, you didn't win, but you know what? You stepped up and you went for it. Kudos on you.
Wow, lady, coming in strong.
And Mr. Church, one more thing for Eldon. Eldon. Listen, if you read the book of Genesis, it says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And then there's a line. That line is a line of time. And where it says that the evening and the morning was the first day, it says in Genesis that God had Adam and Eve to replenish the earth, which means there was something. We're the new kid on the block. And Eldon, when you hear about the angels, there's good ones, there's bad ones, but what he's talking about is called a host of heaven. There's good host and there's bad host, and they are the host of heaven. So these ETs, one man's ET is another man's host of heaven.
Well, you could be right, and thank you for pointing that out, lady, but let me ask you this. Okay, Zeta Reticuli, right? Let's just talk about that. We can talk about Alpha Centauri, right? Beta Centauri, the closest planet to Earth, right? The closest star, Alpha Centauri. It's right, you know, it's 4.5 light years away. It's very close. Is God hanging out there too?
The Lord said, you are a child of the universe. no less than the moon and the stars, and you have a right to be here. We are made of carbon.
But God, wait a minute. God said that in the Bible?
Yeah, in the book of Ecclesiastics.
He says carbon?
Mr. Church, it goes deeper.
Wait. Lady. He says carbon, and he says universe?
No, he says that you are a child of the universe.
Oh, he doesn't say carbon, though.
No,
okay, all right, all right. Don't put words in God's mouth. You can't do that.
He said that you are a child of the universe, no less than the moon and the stars, and you have a right to be here.
Okay, all right, I'm good with that. But one last question, lady, and I've got to get to the rest of these calls, okay? Is on Alpha Centauri, on one of those planets of which they're, you know, Centauri B, let's say, did Jesus there die on the cross? Did they go through the same things there that we did here?
Mr. Church, to tell you the truth, in the realm that I am in right now, the Lord died for me.
Okay. All right. So you're saying that they did it out there, too. Well, that's interesting.
But Mr. Church, can I tell you one more thing?
It's got to be quick, lady, because you're taking up from somebody else's time.
Imagine this.
Yeah.
You know how when you go to use a bead blaster machine, and you'll take your hands and you put it in the sleeve and the gloves, and you use the equipment and look through the glass?
Okay.
Well, you're spirit man. Okay, when God breathed into Adam, Adam became a living soul, okay? And where everybody wants the soul is literally the breath of God. And when you go to see if a person has passed over, you'll put a mirror, and that's moisture. And wherever you hear in the Bible where it talks about water, water represents life. But what the people don't understand, you're in a physical realm. It's like as if you take a container and you make it out of the elements of the earth, and then you put ice in it, that's your body. And then you go and you fill it up with liquid, that is your soul. And if you get charged, then you become carbonated water.
Okay, lady, I'm with you. I'm totally
concerned with the things seen, but the things unseen.
Okay, lady, I'm so with you, but I need you to stay with me.
Okay.
I need you to stay with me. Don't lose me.
No, you're a spirit man. Your spirit man is more important. When you die, all you do is you drop your skin. It's what you think. It's what's in your heart. That's what's real. You're just inside of these bodies right now to work off stuff. And the stuff y'all's going through, it don't seem right. It's heartbreak, disappointments. But we have to go through this because when we see God, if we hadn't experienced what we've experienced, we would still be vulnerable.
You're right, lady. And thank you for the phone call. We really enjoyed that. And, I got to tell you, that's 5 phone calls from Alaska tonight. And there you go, man. Let's see. Do I have enough time? Let's do this. I've got to go to Anne in the Mojave Desert. Anne, you're up next on Coast.
Hi. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, Anne.
Oh, good. I want to take you back to the 1950s at Lake Erie. I was a little kid and in a Ford convertible. And there's nothing to do in Ohio. And so you go to the lake and you sit there and watch the waves come in.
Right.
And eat your dinner. And all of a sudden I heard my mother yell, "There they are." And I jumped up out of the back seat with my sister and we're watching the lights over the lake. And as they went faster and faster, they got brighter and brighter. And then they slowed down and they got dim. And then one came in flying from up high, went into the water and turned all the water a lime green, and then went back out of the water. And years later, I asked my sister, I said, "Did that really happen?" And she said, "Yeah." And I said, "Why didn't we tell anyone?" She said, "Who would believe us?" And it was just one of those things that happened several times that I remember as a child. And then my first husband was in Vietnam and a canine handler, and his dog threw an alert. And he's looking through the bushes, and he sees a UFO, and he stood up, and the UFO popped up in the air and took off. My second husband was a pilot in the Air Force, and he was flying along in a C-130 and looked out to the side, and there was a UFO trailing him. And he said after his debriefing, he was told, didn't happen, never speak about it. And the guys would always talk about sightings, you know, but they had to keep it to themselves. But it was very strange back in those days. I just wonder if anybody else saw strange things off of Lake Erie.
Okay, Ann, I have to tell you, I have a friend, and you can go and look this up right now on Google. His name's Michael Lee Hill. He's a guitar player, really, really great guitar player. But another thing that he does is he films lights and UFOs over Lake Erie. And you can go and look at his videos, and it's all year long, and it's been going on for a long time. So when you're asking if somebody else has seen it, you need to go and check that out and see if it's similar to what you have seen. I guarantee you right now on Twitter over my shoulder, somebody is going, Ann, you need to go and look at Lee Hill stuff. You got to go check out, you know, Hill stuff. And that right there are some of the best documented light UFO action over Lake Erie that you're ever going to find. So go and look at it. His videos are right there. It's an incredible channel and really fun to watch. And thank you for the phone call. Lake Erie, there's something going on out there. Also, it's weird. Dolan brought up Bigelow earlier. There's a tie into those lights to Bigelow, too, as well. And go check it out. It's Friday night. Coast to Coast AM, standing in for George Norrie. I'm your host, Jimmy Church. We'll be right back. Stay with us.